Have the floor, sir. Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. And we thank you again for the professional way in which you're organizing our work and the way you've been steering the deliberations of this GGE. And again, we reiterate our support and we will cooperate constructively with you. I'd also like to thank you for the summary you have just provided us with regarding the panel dealing with legal and ethical matters and the updating of your document. The submissions and the panelists and the positions of science and industry and the military and academic sphere have been extremely useful. They've given us a better understanding of the various dimensions to this very complex topic. And I think the discussion has shown the significant progress that has been made in robotic techniques, but at the same time confirmed the limits on these technological devices when it comes to those functions that require those qualities that are inherent to humans and which are absolutely vital to have a full compliance with IHL and human rights. My delegation believes that with this interesting cycle of technical debates this week, and also bearing in mind the informal group meetings in the past, we have concluded a stage. I think now we need to focus on the political discussion, on the legal regulation of laws. We share what Brazil said on this. We are witnessing an emerging critical mass supporting the negotiation of a legally binding instrument that would prohibit laws in a preventive fashion. However, we need to recognize that some delegations prefer soft law options. They argue that it would be premature to start negotiating a legally binding instrument. We have also studied with a great deal of interest the working documents and papers, and we have listened to those delegations who say that these technologies don't yet exist. We really have to take that seriously, and we also need to listen closely to the argument that a possible prohibition might have a negative impact on developing countries. Chile believes that we don't need to wait until we see total autonomy before we negotiate a legally binding instrument. That might be too late if we wait for that time to come, or that the lack of a definition, which is broadly shared, we don't believe that that is a valid argument to stall any consideration of specific measures in this regard. So given these diverging positions, and until we get a conclusion on the best way of addressing this worrying concern and threat, I would propose that the GGE report includes a recommendation that the high contracting parties to the CCW commit themselves to a moratorium on the development and use of laws. And finally, Chair, we can still address, we have the time to address this real challenge in the CCW. If we don't, the real risk is that this whole process will be dealt with outside the convention, as we know has happened with other disarmament instruments. Either way, this process will occur one way or another. Many thanks, Chair.